press conferences with heads of state are a common feature of democracies around the world. Not so much in Narendra Modi's India. A press conference the Indian Prime Minister held this week in Norway has shone a spotlight on the state of press freedom in India. Luke, what happened in Oslo?
So, Sally, if I take you back to the last time that an Indian Prime Minister was there, it was Indira Gandhi in 1983. She was there to discuss non-alignment during the Cold War, and she held a highly regarded press conference with the Norwegian Prime Minister. And at the end of that, both leaders actually took questions. So 43 years later, Narendra Modi has gone to Norway. He too has held a press conference with the Norwegian Prime Minister. Instead, this time, neither leader faced any questions, except for this one, as they started to leave the room.
Thank you. Prime Minister Modi, why don't you take some questions from the freest press in the world?
So that question has come from Norwegian political journalist Helle Ling. She was attempting to do what no one has done in 12 years, ask Narendra Modi a question at a press conference. And for doing that, she says she has copped it online and in the press.
A lot of people say that wasn't the time and place for that. A lot of people are also angry with me, and there's a lot of trolling, of course, on X and also in my direct messages on WhatsApp, some minor threats, and of course, a little bit of sexism too. That's like the price, I guess, for sticking out a little bit.
So Helle Ling has now gone completely viral in India. There has been a lot of abuse, but she also says there's been a lot of support. People who saw that moment in the press conference and wish that the Indian Prime Minister was more often held to account like that back home. But she's also done about a dozen interviews with the Indian press, and she says that some of them have been really aggressive and confrontational. Hosts have questioned her motivations and, you know, what they claim to be a lack of respect towards a foreign head of state.
And I'm all for critical questions, but it was just a constant trying to frame me. They were good at that, so I wish they did that more towards their prime minister.
So, Sally, domestically, this has become a pretty big story in Norway as well, because not only did the Indian Prime Minister not face questions, nor did the Norwegian Prime Minister. Helle Ling says that he has since been questioned about that.
And Luke, what is the state of press freedom in India at the moment under Narendra Modi?
Well, if we look at Norway, it's currently topping the press freedom index, while India, on the other hand, has slid to a 25-year low. It now ranks 157th out of 180 countries. It's considered a dangerous place for some journalists. It sits alongside the UAE and Venezuela, and it now sits below Palestine on the Reporters Without Borders index. There's long been a bit of a focus on how Narendra Modi handles the press, including when he came here to Australia in 2023. Remember when Prime Minister Anthony Albanese introduced him on stage in Sydney?
I said to my friend the Prime Minister before, the last time I saw someone on the stage here was Bruce Springsteen, and he didn't get the welcome that Prime Minister Modi has got. Prime Minister Modi is the boss.
The pair also held a joint press conference, and the same story. Neither took questions after that. Now, it's not the first time that the Prime Minister hasn't taken questions with a foreign leader. That happens from time to time. But, you know, it could happen again with Narendra Modi. There are reports in some of the Asian outlets that the Indian Prime Minister could be planning a trip here later this year in July, but that has not yet been confirmed by other governments. Helle Ling says that the press here has a duty to ask the questions that perhaps the Indian media can't.
I do think that we should challenge how, when our politicians invite powerful people that are trying to shape the world, and Prime Minister Modi wants to be more of a world leader in the same, well, weight class as President Trump and Xi Jinping, and also, of course, Vladimir Putin. We have to question what he is doing at home. We are privileged to do it both in Norway and Australia because we live in very free countries with minimal repercussions compared to very many other nations.
Sally, that is Norwegian political journalist and commentator Helle Ling, and she is hoping that her phone finally stops ringing off the hook. She's been getting calls all throughout the night, Sally.
Yeah, not a good time zone for that.
Not at all.
Luke, thank you very much. Luke Sidham-Dundon.